Nathan, next chat, we'll touch on sexual assault. So we do want to put some listener discretion out there. It is advised. Very excited, though, to chat to this person. She is 25 years old.
26.
Sorry, Grace.
Sorry, that's my fault.
Yeah, that's right.
Feedback after the show, mate.
She's a 26-year-old advocate for survivors of sexual assault and the first, yes, first Tasmanian woman to win the right to publicly self-identify as a rape survivor. She has an incredibly powerful story and important message. She also is the first Tasmanian, it keeps coming, to be named Australian of the Year. She said, put that trophy straight to the pool room. She said, let's make some noise, Australia. Well, Nath, let's make some noise right now here in Tassie for her. It's Grace Tate!
Oh, Grace. This, I mean, I can't imagine how you are feeling at the moment. Can you talk us through the moment that your name was read out?
Not in a succinct way, no. Yeah.
We got time, mate. We allowed plenty of time for you.
So. There's so many emotions going through my just whole self, I guess, in that moment. But yeah, I guess because, you know, for me, obviously, like being nominated for my advocacy work is connected to my own personal story. And so I was going through like the last 11 years and just the 180 degree turn that my life has taken since I was abused 10 years ago. So yeah, and then just having like my family there, like my partner Max was there, and
When the camera cut to him and that single tear rolled down his eye, I was like, "This bloke, look at him."
That was totally staged.
Yeah. I was like, "Who is this man? Who is this man?"
Yeah, no, Max is there, and my mom was there, and they managed to sneak my dad in there as well, which I'd seen, like I'd noticed about 5 minutes beforehand, because I don't know if the cameras picked it up, but like of course 5 minutes before my category was read out, I needed to go to the bathroom so freaking badly.
It always happens.
And I was like, oh, I've got to go. If I'm gonna like go at any time, I've got to go now, because otherwise I'll actually be in the toilet. And I might
Grace Tate,
anyone see Grace Tate?
Flush.
Yeah. So I like was coming back to my seat, and I could see this very well dressed man. I was like, oh, that, I don't know many men that dress that well, except maybe my dad. And then I got closer and I was like, oh, that is dad. And then I was like, oh, dad's here. That's weird. And so that kind of, I don't know, that made me, yeah, I think that was actually probably a tip off, if anything, which I'm actually thankful for, because I had a feeling when I saw him, and then I was able to get my emotions somewhat under control, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it was just absolutely wild, and so proud to be Tasmanian in that moment, and so proud to be there representing survivors of sexual abuse. Like, yeah, it's just incredible.
Well, Grace, I mean, your speech was absolutely phenomenal. We've watched it several times. We've had messages. We were just talking off air before. We've had messages from people on the mainland going, oh, my God, you should really get Grace Tame on the show. And we're like, I think we'll be getting her on the show. But one of the things you did say in the speech, which I thought was extremely powerful, was the fact that there's still a lot more work to do in so many different areas. Yep. Can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, like, I have to acknowledge, first of all, the decades of work that has been done in this space, and you know, I'm incredibly grateful for that. But the fact is that child sexual abuse, sexual assault, there's still issues that are happening, and we need to close the gaps in which perpetrators operate, and we need to focus on prevention.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of emphasis on institutional responses to child sexual abuse, which has been great. You know, the Royal Commission and other inquiries have produced some really pivotal results and have shed light on certain issues. But, you know, things like child grooming, certainly when I have conversations in private about that, you know, with strangers or even people that I know, I realise that there's just not enough understanding around that. And then also the lasting impacts of these crimes. You know, I think that there's a misconception that, you know, once they stop happening, that's it. You just have to get over it, which is just, it's just not possible, you know.
I mean, talking about your speech, those two things, you know, you're talking about this year, you know, it does start with communication. And I guess, you know, trying to start that conversation, continue the conversation here, but you talk about empowering survivors and education. Are there things specifically that I guess you had in mind and now that maybe that changes because you're also Australian of the Year, like there's a bigger platform there as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main change is that the platform that I have is much, much bigger now, which is incredible. But it starts with conversation. And in terms of education strategies, I don't know exactly what those look like, but just being able to sit down with, there are phenomenal bodies that already exist, obviously like Our Watch and other organisations that do focus on education as a primary means of prevention. But I think it looks more like getting into schools, you know, even as early as the primary level and having difficult conversations. Obviously, they need to be tailored and censored so that they're not too confronting for young children.
Yep.
But having those conversations in schools, having those conversations in high schools and in the workplace. But then also looking at ways that we can keep reforming our legislation to better, you know, inform the community through that, because that's a preventative and legislation also has the effect of deterring predators if it's proportionate proper legislation. But developing more of a kind of consistent, I guess, federal consensus on things like consent, because currently you've got 8 different jurisdictions with 8 different definitions of consent and then, the language of certain charges, like the offence that my perpetrator was charged with used to be maintaining a sexual relationship with a person under the age of 17, which is, first of all, very convoluted and long-winded.
Elongated, isn't it? Unnecessarily.
Yeah, but it's just soft. At many points, it softens the reality of the crime, like maintaining a sexual relationship. The word relationship has connotations of consent. And then like person under the age of 17, that's a child.
Yeah.
You know, that's a minor. It's now been changed though, thankfully, through our campaign work. It's been changed to the persistent abuse of a minor, which is much more accurate in its description of the crime. Looking at things like that as well, like really focusing on language because language is so important.
Mm.
Getting it right across the nation, so not just at the state level.
Yeah, well, Grace, I mean, you're absolutely spectacular. We do want to keep chatting to you, if that's okay. We're going to quickly go to some ads, and when we come back, but do need to say, if this has raised any issues for you, or if you need urgent support, you can reach Lifeline 24/7, 13 11 14, or, of course, you can call 1-800-RESPECT for sexual assault, domestic and family violence counselling. We're going to have more with Grace Tame, the newly crowned Australian of the Year, after this.
No, let's keep the round of applause going. I just can't believe this, the first ever Tasmanian to be named Australian of the Year. It's Grace Tame.
Oh, incredible. Incredible. We're holding her back from her run, by the way, because we've asked her to stick around. I know you're about to go hit the track after this, aren't you, Grace?
Yeah, that's all right. I only ate my breakfast half an hour ago, I'm appreciating the little bit of a delay.
How far do you reckon you'll run this morning?
I've got on my program, I've got to do 6 times 800 metres, 200-metre jog recovery, but that's sandwiched in between a 3K warm-up and 3K cool-down, so about 12 Ks.
I might do 40 minutes at any time fitness later today.
So. On the elliptical.
Nice.
Grace, can I talk to you, in the moment of winning, and I guess, how long were you in Canberra for?
We got there on Saturday, and then we just got back yesterday, so we're there for a little while.
Is there, I mean, I know you're very passionate about this, is there other things that you're passionate about that you wanted to chat, like did you want to grab Scott Morrison and be like, hey, there's all these things I want to say, did you stop yourself, like how did you feel in that moment?
I did grab Scott Morrison,
really?
And, and I talked to him for about 10 minutes straight, I just talked at him. But I mean, I'm really just focused on this particular issue of ending sexual assault, specifically child sexual abuse.
Yeah.
I talked to him about education strategies, but he was more receptive to my ideas about reforming the law, especially federally, establishing like a more, I guess, consistent federal consensus around the issue. But he listened, to his credit. Yeah, yeah. He listened, which is great. Good. And I've always said that this issue is far too important to be politicised.
Yeah.
So, you know, I also ran into Anthony Albanese and he's on board as well. So, yeah, getting everyone together.
And even Jimmy Barnes put a post up about you.
Yes, well, he's not a politician. He's the king.
Yeah, he's the king.
Yeah, he sits above Prime Minister. Yes, there's Prime Minister and then Jimmy Barnes. Yes.
Grace, we've spoken plenty of times about, this phenomenal speech that you did when you won the award. One of the things in there was together we can redefine what it means to be a survivor.
Yeah.
How can we redefine it and what's important with that?
Just keep reminding ourselves that, you know, survivors of any suffering are just human beings. Like, we're all human beings at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And moving away from unhelpful victim stereotypes that, that like survivors are damaged individuals or, dysfunctional or, I heard someone use a word yesterday. I can't remember what it was, but basically like, you know, there's sometimes this idea that because you've been traumatized, you're somehow like kind of like crazy or whatever. But yeah, it's moving away from those sorts of things and really supporting each other and encouraging like listening and yeah, just sharing and reconnecting in that way. Absolutely. It helps break down those ideas, those myths.
That's something you spoke a lot about in your speech, having those conversations and you know, when we share, we heal. And something that I haven't spoken openly about on this show before is that I'm a survivor of sexual assault as well. And it's something that is incredibly difficult to talk about. It doesn't mean that I'm damaged. It doesn't mean that I'm broken.
Exactly.
But it astounds me that you have taken so much time and so much of your life to fight for people that can't fight for themselves or that don't have voices that are being heard. So thank you for that, and just blows my mind. And I'm so glad you have this platform. It's just speechless.
Thank you, Grace. Yeah, no, but it's so important that we do that. That's the whole point of life for me. Like, I live for purpose and my purpose is to uplift others and like reconnect and, you know, and heal and grow as a community. Like, I don't know, it just seems like common sense to me that that's what we would do if we have the ability to do so, you know, because I'm also acutely aware of my privilege in this space. You know, when I first spoke out, my family believed me and everyone believed me. I mean, that in part had something to do with the fact that my perpetrator, you know, like there was like just a huge amount of evidence and it wasn't that hard to.
Yeah.
anyway. But yeah, no, I had a support network from day one, and you know, this issue has a lot of intersections. Like, there's a lot of groups of survivors who are affected by this, who also have all of these other disadvantages, you know. And so, like, because I do have that support network and I can use this platform, I'm going to, because I think that, yeah, obviously there needs to be more help.
I get goosebumps when you talk, Grace Tame. It's absolutely incredible. We've got to give you another round of applause, the newly crowned Australian of the Year, the first ever Tasmanian. And she's here in the studio with us. Grace, we really do appreciate your time. We appreciate everything you do on behalf of the country, on behalf of Tasmania. Thank you. And thanks for coming in and enjoy that run.
And Grace, I know we said this last time, and you know we're probably not good at it as well, but you are welcome any time because we want to continue to have that conversation. And you know, I know that even for Grace, I don't want to speak on behalf of you, but I know how much you love this woman, how much she means to you.
Yeah, I'm constantly inspired by you, so thank you so much.
Thank you, back at you. Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, we're all welcome at the table. That's what we've got to keep reminding each other as well.
Awesome. Grace Tame, thanks for joining us. And once again, if this has raised any issues for you or if you need urgent support, you can reach Lifeline 24/7 13 11 14 or, of course, 1-800-RESPECT for sexual assault, domestic and family violence counselling. Grace Tame, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
It is Jimmy and Nath on Hit. Good morning.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.